In 2007, a group of Irish and Scottish singers, men between the ages of 14 and 40, stepped on stage to perform the first ever Celtic Thunder show in Dublin. Their music celebrated their common Celtic heritage, from the traditional to contemporary and lately even some original pieces. Five singers in a band now on tour with Celtic Thunder 10, celebrating a decade of performing all over the world. And the show comes to Cincinnati on October the 19th at the Taft Theater. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal. My guest is Neil Byrne. Neil, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, Elaine.
We're so glad you're here, and we're so glad that you're coming. Now, where are we talking to you right now, Neil?
I'm in New York at the moment as part of the tour.
Are you an original member of Celtic Thunder?
I am. At the very beginning, Elaine, I was actually a guitar player in the band. And I used to sing, you know, a lot of the backup vocals and play percussion instruments and stuff like that, you know. So it was kind of the only, I think the second year in Celtic Thunder when we were on the road, Sharon, our producer, asked me to go up front with the guys and sing some solo songs and some of the ensemble songs with the guys as well. And some of the well-known songs like Hallelujah that we cover. And it was great. I really loved it, you know, because I was used to being kind of a lead singer as well, with different outfits that I'd played with in the past. And it kind of progressed from there for me, you know. Each tour I was getting busier, and then Sharon said, I want you to be one of the principal singers and come out of the band. So it's kind of a double-edged sword in a way, because when I'm just singing, I miss playing the guitar. When I'm playing the guitar only, I miss singing. So with Celtic Thunder, it's great. I have best of both worlds, you know. So I'm very, very happy to have the position I have. Our show itself on the road is a really, really busy show, in the sense that on stage, I could be playing different instruments backstage as well. When one of the guys are singing one of their solo songs, I could be back playing guitar or playing a percussion instrument or backing vocals from behind the curtain as well, you know. So it's full on, you know. So all our capabilities are tested on this show, you know.
Sounds honestly to me like you've got the dream gig.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. We really do. And sometimes I have to pinch myself and say, like, you know, I can't moan about anything really here, you know. And we've got, you know, 10 years. We've been doing this 10 years.
Yeah.
And every year we've had sellout shows wherever we go. And the crowds have been amazing. The fans are such loyal fans in the show. We seem to get a heck of a lot of positivity out of it, because it's a family show at the end of the day. It's not a niche show, you know, that aims towards maybe a grown-up audience. Or a kid's audience, you know, or anywhere in between. We have sometimes 3 and 4 generations of family at our show. So I think that's why it's so popular. There's something for everybody kind of in the family, you know.
Yeah, I love that about your company, too, that you're not just all teenagers or all 21-year-olds, but you have a variety of ages and, as you said, a variety of vocal colors in the group. 5 singers, and the show evolves. It changes as you go on tour from year to year.
Yeah, it has done, you know. I mean, there's been different singers throughout the years, you know. Not forgetting, of course, poor George that passed there about 3-4 years ago now. And like you said in the beginning, you know, the ages, when we started the show, it was like Damien was only 14 years of age and George was 40 at the time, you know. We still have a range of ages in the group now. Actually, I'm the eldest now in the group. I'm 40 and Ryan's actually turning 40 now next month. So as we get a bit of fun out of that, you know, the younger guys call us the old lads in the group. And you have to have thick skin in this group, you know. But so the ages are stemmed now. I think Damien's 24 now and Emmett's 29 and Michael is, as far as I know, 28. It's still a variety of ages, you know. And it's great because it allows us to cover a wide variety of music and styles and all, you know.
We're speaking with Neil Byrne of Celtic Thunder. They're coming to the Taft Theater October 19th for an 8 o'clock show. Neil, this is a huge production, isn't it? Sets and costumes and lighting?
It certainly is. It has all the above. On a show, we have our lighting engineer with us, which is Katie. She's absolutely fabulous. She does a lot of the circus and day shows and stuff like that, you know. But anytime we go on tour, she's with us. Backstage, even for ourselves, we have a lot of costume changes and stuff like that for different songs, different textures, different feels. On the road, we have about 30 people with us, including crew. We've 3 buses on the road and the trucks and everything like that, you know. So it's quite the convoy from city to city. But, you know, if you want to put on a really, really quality production, you need that. And that's the thing I love about Celtic Thunder, is that we management certainly doesn't scrimp and save over that, you know. We basically put quality first. We do a lot of rehearsing. We're always kind of conscious about putting out new productions, and I think that's what's kept us going over the last 10 years. It's exciting. This show, I think, is the most exciting show we've ever done. And we're getting a lot of word back from people out there online saying that, you know, the show that they've just seen this year is the best Celtic Thunder show they've ever seen. Mm. And it's a celebration of 10 years of music and chart. It's just a joy. It's a pure joy to see the crowd on their feet every night and really, really getting involved. There's a lot of new music in there and there's some of the old classics that we've done over the years. We certainly try to tick all the boxes.
Why do you think Celtic music is so loved all over the world?
You said it exactly right there. It is loved all over the world, and we see that all the time. But, you know, I think Celtic music has we play some songs in the show even that we don't know who wrote these songs because they're so old. They're centuries old. But the melodies have lasted the test of time. And over the years, as a musician, I've played most styles of music with different bands and shows and stuff like that. But Celtic music seems to it just has a really, really in-depth, deep, hearty feel and rootsy feel about it, a real honest feel about it. There's something about it I can't really describe. It certainly is unique in its own way, and there's an amazing beauty and honesty with it. Mm. And I think people really get that. Even on a subconscious level, people get it, you know, at a show. It's full of beauty and it's beautiful. And a lot of artists, well-known artists, have, whether if they have Irish roots or not, have kind of, at some stage of their career, turned to Celtic music and played some Celtic music or maybe released an influential album with Celtic roots in it, you know? So it certainly is very, very strong. And as I said, it has a beautiful root to it because it comes from centuries and centuries old.
Talk a little bit about the sound check experience that you offer on tour.
Yeah, absolutely. The sound check experience. Well, people can purchase a ticket to come and see and hear the sound check experience. And it's great because it's basically like you're coming backstage, if you like, and seeing how teams operate and what we rehearse. You know, we've a fabulous musical director, David Monroe, and he leaves no stone unturned. He's fantastic. He'll maybe pick something from the night before the show. He say, guys, I want to run this little corner in a song. Something here that could be a little bit tighter, or let's try to do it this way or that way. And we will sing through it and we will stop when we feel that we need to do something, work on another part or whatever it is. And people get to experience, you know, how we operate on stage, the likes of our in-ear monitors and what we're hearing, our mix, what we need. And your experience, we're going back and forward to our front of house engineer that's mixing all the sound out front as well. And people get to experience this of how the whole vehicle works, basically, you know, and we get to talk to the people there that come and watch the sound check experience, and they'll ask us questions, any questions they want, and we'll explain how things operate. It seems to be a big hit, actually. People tend to really gravitate towards that. They love knowing how the whole thing works and get that education on it.
That will be available when Celtic Thunder comes to the Taft on October 19th. Your Celtic Thunder production level is a bit different from when you went to see your dad's trio playing at a wedding gig back in the day.
That's right. That's right. And God, you know, you're bringing me back to when I was a child. I remember the first rehearsal I went to with my dad, and he was playing with his band in a hotel called Dalkey Island Hotel. And it's no longer a hotel now. I think it's apartments or something like that. But a beautiful place on the coast in Dublin. And yeah, it really is. It's an amazing thing. But funny enough, I got through that band as well when I used to go along then when I was older. I used to play with my dad's band and we'd be doing functions and corporate gigs and weddings and all that type of thing. I got a lot of my experience from that band because they were very, very experienced players, a lot older than I was. So I was learning every time I would go and play with them. And then, of course, when my dad retired from that band, I took over from him and filled his shoes there, you know. And like I said, learned a lot. And through doing all those, the types of weddings and functions, you know, you're playing all different selections of music and styles. So I was able to bring that experience into the show as well. And it has stood to me being able to tackle so many different styles. But it feels like a lifetime ago now when I think back on that. It really does.
I love it when you say that your dad told you if you learned how to sing, you'd never go hungry.
You know what? He was right. He was right. And thank God, my dad, he was fantastic like that with me. You know, he always led me in the right direction. And I was just guitar mad when I was young, when I was a kid and a teenager. I was just big into guitar. And to be really honest, I wasn't really interested in singing. I just loved the guitar. My dad encouraged me. He did encourage me. And I always remember him saying, if you can sing, you have another instrument there and you'll never grow hungry either. You know, you can always get out there and do some sort of a gig. And it has stood to me and it did. And I remember one of the first shows playing with my dad and he put a microphone and a stand and he says, listen, he says, try a few backing vocals when we're playing tonight. it was great, and that's where it started. And I started singing and putting in a couple of songs as well myself then, and really then started to love the singing. And thank God I did, you know, because I certainly wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now if I hadn't of, you know.
He is Neil Byrne, and he's still singing for his supper, although he's dining at slightly higher class restaurants these days.
That's true.
Celtic Thunder, known for dramatic lighting and choreography and costumes and an incredible blend of music from traditional to contemporary. The whole production rolls into Cincinnati at the Taft Theater on October 19th. It is an 8 o'clock show. You can find out about the soundcheck experience. For a link with more information, visit our website, wvxu.org. Been chatting with Neil Byrne. It's been a pleasure, my friend.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much, Elaine. Take care.
All right. May the road rise up to meet you. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.
Amazing grace, how sweet.